We are now living in a time when foreign gangs can cross over our border and seize people's property at gunpoint with no fear of the law.
This video has been making the rounds online since yesterday. Shows armed men walking through a building, knocking on doors, and entering an apartment. These men are part of a dangerous Venezuelan gang, and their numbers have been growing steadily because of the crisis at the border.
There have been rumblings of new gang activity in Aurora all summer. Officials have skated around the topic, but now there's video and victims they can't deny.
It's really like being held hostage.
Cindy was a prisoner in her own home. She's lived in this building at 12th and Dallas for years. This summer, when crime got worse, Cindy got cameras. Doorbell video shows a group of armed men forcing their way into her neighbor's home. Another night, her camera outside captured two men approaching a vehicle, guns drawn.
What I am told is that police leadership put it out that no less than like three or four officers could respond to one of these complexes. I now have other property owners, other apartment complexes calling and telling me the same kinds of things.
Food is the biggest commodity over there.
Cindy says she survived the ordeal by staying quiet, giving them food and bed bug spray. Every night, praying she'd hear sirens.
They left us there to die.
In her new home, far away, the peace she feels is fleeting. Because for so many others, she says there is no escape, no solution, and no sign that help will ever come.
The people working to defund the police are the same people bringing in millions of foreigners without any expectation to assimilate. These foreigners are being given money, education, and homes, while tax-paying American citizens are being kicked out of their homes and losing their jobs. Property taxes generate approximately 75% of a city's funding. And as the job market, home sales, commercial real estate, and the entire U.S. economy continues to plummet, the average American citizen will no longer be able to pay the city's taxes, and city governments will become desperate. Right on cue, the federal government announces it will be giving out hundreds of millions of dollars to cities willing to take more migrants. This isn't new. The Department of Homeland Security, who is supposedly tasked with securing the homeland, has already given out $1 billion to city governments in return for taking more migrants. And there will be billions more given out. This incentivized plan of self-destruction is scheduled to last another 2 years. The Venezuelan gang violence in Aurora, Colorado, is already spilling out to the surrounding suburbs. And Aurora is just one of many. There are hundreds of sanctuary cities, counties, and states, all of which are losing money. And the funds being given out by Homeland Security will not cut it. They will only increase the amount of mouths to feed. As it turns out, the cost of feeding and housing tens of millions of people is unsustainable. And as the money starts to run out, things will get much more dangerous. John Williams predicts we will be seeing more demand for gated communities and private security companies.
A lot of these new residents are coming from a harder world. They're coming from the El Salvadors of the world, the Venezuelas of the world. You know, these countries where they know a lot of hardship and they've come here for a better life, and they're going to do what they have to do to achieve that better life. And as we walk into the winter, it's going to be real cold in San Francisco, in Denver, New York City, and if they don't have shelter, they're going to take it, most likely. I mean, if the food cuts off, if the shelter, becomes harder to come by, if all of these, perks and things they were promised go away, it's going to be a free-for-all.
Last year, 139 mayors officially told Congress they need more money to provide food, housing, and other services to their growing migrant community. They wrote that both city government agencies and local nonprofits are overwhelmed and cannot provide the most basic assistance.
Where do you see all of this going? Do you think that this video right here is the end? Or do you think that this situation is very well the beginning? It's only 3 months until winter. These cities, they're going to get really cold.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.